Oh god, I got so much beers in me, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Anyway, I mean, the last Pure Onage podcast that we did was clocked in at just under 70 minutes. This bitch is under like 120 minutes. This is insane. I don't know how the hell I'm going to edit all this out. But, yeah, so I'm going to end it now. You're listening to Pure Onage Podcast number 3, recorded live on Sunday, 7th of July, 2005. This is a long show, so sit back and relax, and I'm your host, D-Loco.
Tell me, is life just a playground? Think you're the real deal, honey, and someone will always look out for you.
Joining me on today's podcast, Rugner.
Hi, I'm Rugner, and I've got the whole thing about what's up.
Denwo.
Hello, it looks like I'm the UK representative again. Good evening, everybody. And Gilt is a noob.
Destroyer.
Gilt is a noob. Hopefully we're going to have a lot of fun today and maybe feed you a lot of information about consoles.
Gils.
I'm Gils, and can I represent Canada?
Kashmir Z.
Eagle.
Hello, my name.
And Orange.
Orange from Holland, and Gils owns.
This show, we're going to have some very lengthy discussions on the new Pure Onage website, the Fear demo, and the next-gen consoles. We've had a lot of responses of the previous Pure Onage podcast. Very positive, all of that. Kyle was very enthusiastic about it. A lot of people thought it was great.
I thought it was cool. It was a lot of fun to record. Really, DeLoco sort of put the icing on the cake. And it's cool, and I'm glad they liked it. And why the hell aren't they here doing this one? You need to join in.
It was useful, too, so.
It was uber pro, and like all that underground style that we're going for.
Lots of people are saying, oh, great work, but they're not here. Why aren't they here? Where are they?
A lot of people, they don't really know how to get in here because they don't know how we record it. Well, we record it live on the official Pure Onage TeamSpeak server, and anyone who wants to join in can join in and can talk along with us. So just check out the fact on the forums. On the general discussion forum, there's a sticky, explains everything about how you can log in and how you can join in. You'll have a whole lot of fun.
You don't need a microphone to join in. You can download TeamSpeak and just listen along.
Pure Onage News. If you go to the website, we talked about that last time, about the website. It had a few minor changes, some new pictures, and some new links, and the Xfire thing. If you go onto the website now, I mean, what happened?
I'm convinced that there's a conspiracy, first of all, because the first time I went away to my dad's house up country, they added all that extra content, all the clips and stuff, and I was like, oh god, I had to come back. Not only did I have to check the forums for 2 hours and skim through all the posts, I had to cope with this new website. I go away again to my dad's for 2 days, just 2 days. I come back and they've changed the whole bloody site. Not only that, they've completely, you know, fucked me over because I did the Pure Onage archives to the old style, stuff like that. So, you know, it was a lot to take in. It's growing on me. I don't know if there are mixed feelings about it or not. I think the minority of people think that the old one was better, but I'm one of those that I preferred the old one for, you know, a few more subtle reasons. I mean, the new site's great, I think. It's, you know, it's got the same color scheme. It's got much the same content, the same pages, things like that. Got better navigation. It looks more professional. You know, it sums up the show really well in the first glance rather than the old site. I mean, if someone got given the URL and came and they just go, whoa, what's this? But this one, I mean, I think you've got, automatically you establish that it's a film thing. It's, you know, they've got pictures of gaming, you've got the intro text, and, you know, that's cool.
I think it's an improvement.
Yeah, I like it. I think when I first saw it, it was a bit jarring because I've been used to the old one, but to agree with you, Dunway, yeah, not to say I didn't like the old one, and not to say I don't like the new one, but yeah, it's grown on me in the past week or so that it's been up. Yeah, it's nice.
Have you guys noticed that the background of the news site, it's the same pattern as they used on the boxes for the Sega Master System?
I wondered what that was.
I didn't notice that, but yes. For similarities, we should have had Reinet on here. He had spotted a similarity between the design on the site and a certain adult site he seemed to have frequented.
I was going
to
bring that up. Straight away he said it and he goes, oh my god, that's the Bangabus, you know, scheme or something. And he spent ages trying to Google porn sites just to try and find this matching site.
Okay, well, we've got a listener who has something to say about the website. This is Nictor.
I like the old layout better. It's more simple. But, you know, Denwell said about the new one, it really does say what the website is about. Like, when I first went to the old one, I had to look around for a while to figure out, you know, what's on the site. But I like the old one better if you know what the site is.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, I like the old one because I think it made a statement, which I quite like. Well, you say it was more simple. I'm not sure what you think about what defines simple, because this one actually uses less colors, fewer fonts, and stuff like that. But as a first impression, the old site, I think, because it looks so, well, noob, I suppose, but that I think that's what made it quite good. Almost ironic, really. I'm all for being a bit different anyway. I think a few people might be worried that the new site, you know, especially with this X-Fire deal, the start of bad things to come with it becoming, too popular, all this, you know, mainstream and all that.
That's the first thing I saw when I saw it. More like a television advertisement than a website. But
I think it looks better, definitely. When you see it on first impression, it looks better, it looks more professional, especially since the show has become more professional. It matches the level of the show. But in terms of functionality, I use my browser. I don't use it full screen. I use it smaller. And I actually have to maximize my browser just to view the entire site, which I thought was a bit weird.
Good point. I was gonna mention that it's not very low-res friendly at all, because, I mean, the first thing I do if I ever make a site is to make it for 800 by 600. Anyone running a res lower than that, then, you know, forget about it. But I did notice with this one that you do have to have a fairly high resolution for it to work. And also the pictures, you know, another observation, the pictures seem to be incredibly compressed. Like they've gone to really low quality. I don't know, I mean, maybe that can be changed, but they look uber low quality.
Well, I think that's because the site is just mainly made of JPEGs or pictures, so you can't have just that little pictures like higher quality. It's going to take forever for that site to load.
Well, actually, they're GIFs.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. They're GIFs.
Well, either way, it's the website's just mainly all images, so...
But why can't you change, like, these clips? There's a little screenshot of World of Warcraft. There's a picture of Doug at his computer. You know, as long as they're individual files, what's wrong with increasing the colors of the dithering or whatever, or reducing the dithering so it looks better? Because it looks pretty crap at the moment.
Yeah, if they're updating the site, like, and they've updated it to something with more images anyway, and, like, higher quality, I think with the menus and such, that's already taken up more time to load the page, so just go the full tilt and do the pictures.
Well, because that wouldn't be very, like, dial-up friendly.
You're a dial-up.
Yeah. The website itself, it takes longer to load than the previous one, but we're living in an age where, you know, dial-up is not common anymore, and people who watch this show, they don't have dial-up. I mean, I can pretty much vouch for that, who's going to be watching this when they have dial-up.
I just read an article that says, I think around 50% of the United States is still on dial-up.
That doesn't include gamers, though. I'd say around 90% of gamers are on some sort of broadband line, probably more than 90%, and about 90% of the fans of the show are gamers, so...
I just think that when I first looked at it, I kind of went, wow, because it did look more professional, but to me, it does look a little crammed. I guess they were trying to fit as much content as they could into, you know, like that square form they have, but I'm not one who likes a lot of change, so I don't think it's too bad, but the old one, I would have liked better.
I like the whole color scheme and so myself, but I think, like, if you look at the pictures on the main site, it's all, like flipped on the side a little bit, every single picture, and I mean, cool if, like, a few of them are, but all of them are. And on the site.
I had to think about whether I should redesign the archives, because that sort of was designed to not be the same as the old site, but run alongside the color scheme and things. Then again, I decided to keep it as it is, not for the sake of being lazy, but just to sort of honor the old site, as it were.
Yeah, it's a bit of artwork now.
Yeah, exactly. Gils is a noob.
Gaming news. There's quite a bit of gaming news out there, but there's one thing that struck me. Actually, someone on the Pure Onions podcast, Fred, noted that to me, and Destroyer also came along with it. It's the Fear demo. Monolith released the single-player demo for Fear. It includes an introductionary cinematic and one level from the game, and I played it, and it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It was very short. I went through it in, I'd say, maybe 20 minutes or something, probably even less, but I have to say the graphics were stunning. Really, I didn't even know my Radeon 9800 Pro could do that. The automatic system detection in the game is amazing. It set all the graphics perfectly. It looked beautiful and went fluently. Gameplay is really cool. It's got all the slow motion effects.
I was the one that told DeLoco about it, but I downloaded it last night and played it this morning. Yeah, just like he said, the auto set graphics were near perfect. No hitches, no FPS slowdown or anything like that. The thing I really liked about the game was the physics engine. Like when you shot the wall, then the bullets would crater into the wall and there'd be concrete flying left and right, and you shot a person, then he'd fly back, you know, a foot and a half or 2 feet, and the game right now, from the demo, looks amazing.
Well, I was really trying to play it before tonight, but I made the mistake of downloading it through Xfire, and it's just crap, and it couldn't do it in time. It was shit. I can only comment on the screenshots and the reviews I've read, I'm afraid, and it looks very nice graphically, and I know there's a spooky girl in it, and that's where my knowledge ends.
Yeah, what'd you think about that girl, eh? That looks pretty spooky sometimes.
She was pretty fucking hot. That's all I can say.
It's like this little girl ghost, and she just wanders around. I mean, you can see the footsteps and, like, hear her and stuff. The game definitely has a pretty good scare factor to it.
I'm just going to give voice to Nictor. He has a comment on my explanation.
I don't know about you, but just me. I don't play games for that aspect. I play them for, you know, the game. If that's, like, half the game, that would kind of... I mean, you said it was a lot of that stuff, you know, just running around and, you know, crazy crap happening. If that were the game, I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, yeah, that it all depends on what you like. Like, if you want to buy a game and you want to have, you know, the shit scared out of you, it definitely sounds like a game you'd buy.
DeLoco, I'm interested. With the Fear demo so far, I mean, is it like, I've heard it's supposed to be both action and, like, horror in a way. Is it, like, as scary as Dune 3 is supposed to be?
Okay, well, I just commented on the scary kind of non-gameplay bits of it, but that's just a small bit of what the demo provided. The rest of the demo is all about shooting up guys, and geez, how the fuck do you shoot up guys? Well, you get all kinds of weapons. Most of them are quite generic. You've got, a handgun, you got a shotgun, a submachine gun, an assault rifle, and some sort of rail gun. The thing is, you've also got bullet time, and as soon as you hit bullet time, you know, we've all played Max Payne, I suppose, it's exactly the same, except you've got this insane graphics engine which rivals Doom 3 in every facet. I mean, you shoot people in slow motion, and you throw a grenade, and you've got this weird sort of wave effect. It just looks amazing. You know, the rail gun, it burns people's flesh away, and you got these skeletons flying through the air. It's amazing. It's really cool, and the AI is very good. Yeah, try, like, they're looking for cover, they sneak up on you, they throw grenades. I mean, it's pretty much like we've seen in Half-Life 2, it's kind of that kind of AI, very advanced. And you're mostly fighting these sort of special cloned super soldiers. The action, it's not something new. I mean, we've seen bullet time before, we've seen these weapons before, but the way it's been done with the horror scene, and because it's always very dark, it's very scary. It's more scary atmosphere than scary, let me throw a monster in your face like Doom 3, scary.
I think with a game type like that, graphics definitely are a factor which needs to be considered. Like, nice graphics in a game like that is definitely a must-have, I think.
Yeah, the graphics are very, very good. And just to add to the scare factor or whatever, I mean, the intro is just, it's really cool too. I mean, the intro, it starts with this guy who's sitting in the jail cell, and then you see the girl ghost, and I mean, all you can hear is like the screaming inside of his head, and he's yelling and screaming, and then I think the end of the intro, it ends up with him, he's sitting there eating the guy's head off or something like that, and he turns around and there's blood all over his face and the rest of it, so it's a pretty interesting game so far.
And now it's time for Hardware Talk with Destroyer.
Goes the noob. Alright, today we'll be talking about the next-gen consoles. And when I say next-gen consoles, the three companies you're probably thinking of is Xbox, which is from Microsoft, PlayStation 3, which is from Sony, and the Nintendo Revolution. I guess we could start with the PlayStation 3. Basically, the price has not been set. Sony has nothing about the price anywhere, but they do have the release date as spring 2006, and that's about all the information they have about releases and prices and things like that. They have confirmed that it will use Blu-ray discs, and for those of you who don't know what Blu-ray is, they're discs, they have a blue bottom, that's why they call Blu-ray, and they hold 6 times as much data as current generation DVDs. And I think a normal DVD holds 4.5 gigabytes or something like that. So they hold a crap load of information. And they also, CD-ROM as well, support, you know, CDR, DDR, DVD-Rs, and everything like that. So if you wanted to burn DVDs and play them, it'll take all those. And it'll also be backwards compatible all the way to the original PlayStation. It has a compact flash memory slot and an SD memory slot for, I think that would be for your, like, SPs and things like that. It also has a detachable 2.5 inch hard drive, which is close to the Xbox 360 has too. Some of the specs, it has a Cell processor, which is at 3.2 gigahertz, and it gives the system 2 teraflops of performance, which is fairly hefty for just a console. It has a total of 512 RAM, 256 meg XDR at 3.2 gigahertz, and 256 of GDDR for the graphics, I believe. The graphics system in it is pretty remarkable, actually. It's called the RSX. It has 512 of graphics rendering memory. From what I see, it's probably more powerful than two GeForce 6800 Ultras in an SLI setup. So that'd be about the equivalent of the current 7800 that just came out. So it's got a lot of balls for graphics. It also has video chat, internet access, digital photo viewing, digital audio, video, and it comes standard to support some Bluetooth controllers. They can be used for nearly 24 hours before they need to be recharged. So, I mean, you got a lot of battery life. Hopefully you don't run out of battery power while you're playing. And if you do, hopefully you can use one of your 7 other controllers. It has 6 USB slots for peripherals, 4 up front, 2 in the back, and it also has Wi-Fi connectivity to the PSP, which it might make the PSP maybe more usable, and maybe more people want to buy it. But also, I was looking at Slashdot yesterday, which is a news site I read all the time. The PS3 is rumored to run Apple's OS X and Linux, which would be pretty cool. Use it as a second computer almost if you wanted to boot up Linux.
Okay, there's 2 things I want to comment. The first thing is, I haven't really read upon this that much, that the PS3 might be delayed till 2007. Also, that... Crap, I forgot what else I was going to say. I just completely forgot what I was going to say. Let me think, though.
Okay, well, while Gills is thinking, I've got a comment myself I read on GameSpot.com about the pricing for the PlayStation 3. What I read is that the price might range up to $600.
Oh, really? I didn't read that anywhere, but fairly expensive, since I think the Xbox 360 is supposed to come out at $299. That would be a huge kick in the nuts for them if they released it at that price.
I have a lot of questions and a lot of things that we could talk about on the PlayStation 3. One of the things is the controllers. Have you guys seen the controllers?
It looks like a boomerang or a banana.
Yeah, that's pretty much what everyone says.
I think you can DP a girl with that.
Only you, Gills.
Okay, well, the president of Sony Computer Entertainment, I believe his name is Ken Kutaragi, has been constantly talking balls about the PlayStation 3. He's been calling it not a games console, but a entertainment supercomputer. Gills, turn your mic off. God damn it. Alright, so now they've been talking about a lot of stuff, like, as Destroyer noted, it'll have a Linux, or Linux, or however you want to call it, or Apple's OS X. Now, do you guys think that there's any possibility of the PlayStation 3 being supported by, you know, various high-end video editing software, photo editing software, you know, so it can actually, because it has the power on paper to act as a very powerful computer that can, you know, possibly process 3D render jobs and various other aspects of supercomputing. Do you guys think that actually will work, or that it's just bullshit like the Toy Story graphics that we were promised in the PlayStation 2?
Buy a computer.
I think it's probably, you could probably get that in there. I mean, I've seen people that have hacked the current Xbox and put Linux and things like that on it, and it seems to run fine on there. Yeah, just like you said, with the power that the PS3 has, you should, I mean, if they don't release things like that, then I think I'd be disappointed.
I also, there's another thing that he was talking about, this Ken Kutaragi guy, and that's aging movie. There's one thing that is kind of frightening me, and that's all this talk about HD. He was talking about taking an SD movie and putting it into your PlayStation 3, and it will turn it from SD into HD. Apparently, every time you turn it on, it'll start work on that in the background because it has 8 different processing cores anyway. So whenever you're playing a game, it'll be, you know, aging your movie from SD into HD. So in like a few months' time, you'll have an HD movie. You know, whatever that's all about. What do you guys think about HD? Because, I mean, I don't have an HD TV. I live in Europe, and HD TVs aren't for sale in Europe. I mean, we don't have any support for them. So, I mean, are they all gone mental at the console factories? I mean, don't they realize that there's more than, you know, just America out there, like people that don't have access to HD?
You guys don't have access to HD? That's amazing. I think every TV in my house is HD, except for an old one that I use for my PS1.
We don't have it at all.
No, I don't think.
The only way that I can get a TV that supports HD is by either purchasing a high-end TFT plasma screen TV or a rear projection.
Yeah, we have lots of HD over here. I mean, just like you said, they should be focusing on other parts of the world too, not just the US and Canada. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I was just going to ask, maybe someone can point out to me their opinion on why, let's say for example I was considering buying a console but wasn't sure. Why should I buy a console when I've got a perfectly good PC here? Because I just don't get it.
That's pretty much my argument. Why would I need a console when I have a PC?
Mine too.
I can't help you there. That's pretty much my argument too. I mean, especially with dual cores coming out for desktops, PCs will just shoot way ahead of them.
All right, so I'm not just some idiot behind with the times in.
Nope.
That's Gills.
Yeah, well, Gills is a noob.
We've got some voice requests, actually 3, so I'm going to give these guys voice. Hero Sui, what do you want to say?
About the thing why you should buy a console, the thing is, on a computer, you can't sit 3 people all in the sofa and playing like Ratchet and Clank or something like that. With a console, you can lay down, eat some popcorn, and have good time with your friends. Just like that, you can bring it home to other friends, you can take it away on vacation, and all that stuff you couldn't do with a computer. That's why, yeah, consoles were made.
That's why we made laptops.
My opinion on that is that I see consoles as a kind of PC light or something, because basically you can do everything the console just if you have enough money or space. I mean, of course, yeah, it's a cheaper alternative and simpler in some ways.
Well, I have a comment on that. I used to work at a place where there was this guy, and he was a hardcore PC fanboy. I mean, he didn't want to know anything about consoles, and he even he watched his TV, his movies on PC. And I've been I'm a console gamer and a PC gamer, and all my friends are all gamers as well, and some more hardcore in PC, some more in console, and I don't think you can compare the two. I mean, first of all, I think first-person shooters are bullshit on consoles. They belong on PC. The same for RDS, the same for click-and-point adventures, which don't exist anymore, I'm afraid to say, and, you know, games like Civilization and stuff, and first-person shooters, definitely. But, you know, lately I've been playing, for instance, Devil May Cry 3, and that's a typical console game, in my opinion. It's hardcore, it's fast, it's action-filled, and it's just a game, you sit down on the couch, you grab a beer, you sit in front of your TV with some friends, and you just go berserker on a game, or like fighting games, you know, 2D fighters, 3D fighters, you know, Soul Calibur, Virtua Fighter 4, games like that. I play them all the time with my friends, and I mean, you can't sit behind your computer and expect your friends to, you know, play along or check it out, you know, standing around you. You can only really enjoy a game sociably when you're playing on a console. That's really what I have to say about that. I don't think you can say that a PC is less than a console or a console is less than a PC. I don't think you can compare the two. I think they're like, you know, they kind of, their best, you know, their best use is if you put them next to each other and use them what they're made for.
Very nice. So, general opinion is, if you don't have any friends, popcorn, or beer, then buy a PC or a couch.
That about sums it up.
Okay, well, Mr. Clean has something to add to this, I think.
I figure that, as far as skill is concerned, a computer will always have an advantage over a console. Personally, I'd like to see a game like, I don't know, Half-Life 2 versus a console versus a computer, two people playing against each other. Obviously the PC is going to win. That's what consoles really before is having some friends over and playing some games on a computer.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that. You said, like, you know, basically, you know, on console, you say, like, that console, it can't, you know, compete with PC, or you can't compare it. Well, I think there is no competition. It shouldn't be there, and it never will be there. There is no competition between PC and console, because a PC is not one brand, it's multiple hardware brands in one. I don't think there's ever going to be any form of competition between PC and console. I mean, console, you said, like, you know, you'd prefer to play Half-Life 2 on your PC, you know, online against a friend. That's true. I totally agree with that. I think Half-Life 2, I wouldn't like to play it on a console. I'm glad that I play it on my PC. But, you know, you can talk about playing first-person shooters against each other, but 10 years ago, or no, wait a minute, 15 years ago, even better, I mean, no one was playing games against each other on PC, but people were already beating the shit out of each other in the arcades and on consoles with games like Street Fighter 2 and all the other games that come out.
Mortal,
you know,
Kombat?
Not that much of a hardcore. Yeah, Mortal Kombat. I mean, who hasn't played Mortal Kombat and, you know, given their friends a fatality? I mean, that's just got to be the best thing ever. Like, it's cool to bust a headshot in Counter-Strike Source or 1.6, but the best thing ever is to sit right next to your opponent and just combo the hell out of him and deliver a finishing move. It's just, you know, there's nothing that can compare to that.
Finish him.
Comment on the console versus PC on the way that, I mean, even though I agree fully that some games are just made for console and some games are made for PC, that's why I'm worried about the games market today, where they make the same game for, like, all the different formats, like for Xbox, PS2, PC, and in some cases GameCube. That's where I'm really worried about this.
You're probably going to see that right soon, actually. Once I get to the Xbox information, you'll see why. There's a big part of networking that comes in the Xbox 360 with your PC.
I think a modern day example of sort of porting between, like, games which are on console and PC but still conflict, I think GTA is a good example of that. Grand Theft Auto, the latest one, or actually the last, I think Vice City, and maybe even GTA 3, you know, Rockstar have gone from, I mean, it was originally a PC game, and then they started making this game for PS2, and then, you know, that gets priority, and then a year later you get it for PC, and they still haven't properly converted it. It still feels like a console game. The graphics are a bit different, but it doesn't really suit, I don't think it really suits the PC. You know, there's little bugs in there, and you think, you know, this is just some sort of emulation of PS2, and it really annoys me, actually.
The only reason why you should buy a console is if you want to make sure you can play the games. Because I bought Star Wars Battlefront for my PC, and it didn't work. And I played it on Xbox, and it worked fine. So that's why you should get a console.
Good point. Compatibility.
Actually, I have a PlayStation 2, and the reason why I got a PlayStation 2 and not an Xbox, for instance, because I had a GameCube, but I sold that one because the games weren't really appealing to me. And the reason why I didn't get an Xbox is because most of the games that, the exclusive games that come out for the Xbox get ported to PC anyway, and I regularly upgrade my PC so it runs all the latest games. But the Xbox, or I'm sorry, the PlayStation 2 that I have, I have you know, San Andreas, which came out half a year before the PC version. I have Metal Gear Solid. I have Devil May Cry 3. I have some RPGs in there. I have Virtua Fighter. I have Street Fighter 2 Anniversary. Those are games I would not like to play on PC, and most of them you can't even play on PC. That's why I have a console.
I'd like to see the Devil May Cry series ported to PC. I think that could do some pretty wondrous things.
Yeah.
No fucking way, dude. It's hardcore console action all the way.
The only reason why I would buy a PS2 anyway, so...
It's, definitely, believe me, I mean, if you play it yourself, you'll realize some games are made to be played with a controller. There's just, you know, I mean, I don't know, it's just, I mean, I'm a PC gamer at heart, but I can understand that, and I'm open to the fact that, an RTS or an FPS doesn't belong on a console, these console games don't belong on a PC.
Yeah, but got thank EA for gaming.
Oh god, EA.
Basically, what do you mean with not pitting on a PC? Because if you mean the controller, you could just like buy a gamepad and play with those controls.
Yeah, but the local said he just upgraded his system, but within a half year it'd be old stuff again. So I don't see a point in buying a PC with a console that that just goes on till the next one comes out.
But I mean that if you don't think like a certain genre of console games don't fit on a PC, I don't really see the why it wouldn't, unless for the, except for the console controls, which you should be able to change with the using a gamepad.
Yes, that's like saying that if let's reverse this conversation, okay? Let's say we're console gamers, and we're saying, wow, this game, Half-Life 2, it's so great. It shouldn't be on PC. It should be on Xbox. Well, I mean, come on. You can just hook up with a special adapter. You can hook up a keyboard and a mouse to the Xbox. So what's the big deal? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you shouldn't be able to not play a game without your standard peripherals. And that's a keyboard and a mouse for the PC. You shouldn't have to buy extra stuff just to play a game. I mean, Devil May Cry has, you know, comparable controls to a fighting game. And which fighting games do you guys play on PC?
Mortal Kombat. Where's Gills anyway?
Oh my god, blasphemy. Oh yeah, Gills. I'll just tell you about Gills. His mom kicked him off the PC.
Whoa. Ouch.
Owned.
She's got smacked Gills in the face 5.
But the Xbox 360 is pretty much comparable to the PS2. Microsoft's big thing with this is they're going to release it before the PS3 is supposed to come out. The PS3, as I said, was dated to come out in spring 2006, and Microsoft wants to push the release of Xbox 360 to this holiday season for Christmas.
November 25th for the UK and November 23 for the North America, it said on this site here I'm looking at.
Okay, yeah. So Microsoft was, I guess, happy about that. But the new Xbox has a totally new look from the other one, and it's a lot smaller and more compact. I mean, everybody knows the old Xboxes. They're like 25 pounds or something like that, and they're almost bulletproof the way they look. And it's got more curves and stuff like that. But the cool thing I thought about from the look of it, you can take the front paneling off and you can swap front face plates with like all kinds of different ones. Like talk about customization. You can just go and buy whatever kind of faceplate you want, and I'm sure you could probably get them designed somewhere once some company gets hold out and make them. So if you need to fit it anywhere, like in a home theater system or something like that, then I'm sure it'll fit. Some of the specs, it's pretty much comparable to the PlayStation 3. It's got an IBM power running at the same clock speed, 3.2 GHz. It doesn't have the cell processing, so DeLoco's aging thing probably wouldn't work on it. It's got 512 RAM. It has a customized ATI graphics processor. That's about it for the specs. I didn't get any graphics specs right now. Coolest thing I thought was maybe the non-gaming thing about the Xbox. It has it's basically like a media center extender. That's what they call it here. And you can stream digital video and audio and photos from network to PCs running Windows XP Media Center. So I mean, it's basically